I would like to talk a little bit about feeling good and how important that is. And feeling good is essentially a way of saying getting into alignment. Everything you want in your life will come to you when you are in alignment. Every thought that comes to you when you're out of alignment, when you're in fear, when you're feeling resentful or frustrated or envious or annoyed, that is just an urge to control the conditions. Because we believe that when we come in to control the conditions, it will make us feel better. And it may in that moment, but ultimately, all you're doing is adding more fear to whatever the situation is, and you will have to confront that fear as well. So, the most important thing that you want to focus on is in a moment when you're not feeling good, finding tools to help you get back into alignment. Everyone has different ways of doing that. Meditation, taking a walk, a good song, call a friend, hug a baby. Right. Do something fun like roller skate. When you do that, then you open up yourself to the forces of the universe to come and tell you what the next step is to lead you on the path to living the life of your dreams. We call that inspiration. And that's when your inner voice is stepping in and giving you an idea. And you attract that thought when you are a vibrational match to that thought. So by increasing your vibration, raising your vibration, you attract higher vibrating thoughts, which then lead you to a higher, more ascended existence. We will always go back and forth, but constantly being aware of your thoughts is such a big part of this. What am I thinking right now? Am I stressed? Am I annoyed? Am I anxious? Do I feel good? Do I feel light? Do I feel easy? If you're stressed and annoyed and anxious, becoming aware of that. And that takes some responsibility because you have to be accountable for your thoughts and beliefs and accountable for the life around you. Because you look around you and you know that your life is a vibrational match to where you are in this moment. That requires you taking accountability for what you perceive as lacking. I don't have this relationship. I don't love my job. I don't like where I live. So that takes accountability. So the most important thing to do is you have to forgive yourself first. I forgive myself for putting myself in a situation that I perceive as lacking. I know that I am here because this is a part of my journey. I know that I am here because this lack is how I birth desires. And when you birth desires, that is the thing that propels you to want the life of your dreams. To want to get into alignment, to come here and have this conversation. That is how you got here, is you have desires. And those desires are always born out of lack. So they're so important, and we need those desires, and we need that perception of lack in order to be here. So that's not to say to be hard on yourself for when you're vibrating in a low space. That is awesome. That is your guide. That is the most important place to be, because that is where you will find your limiting beliefs or your belief system that is holding you back. Because our whole life is just a manifestation of what we believe. Our perception is our beliefs. Our beliefs are a reflection, our vibration, and so on and so forth. They're all kind of the same thing, mirroring each other, ping-ponging back and forth. So when you start to shift your beliefs into believing that everything is happening for you, believing that the world is a benevolent place, believing that you are good and worthy and whole and perfect just as you are. When you believe that, then the perspective shifts and it gets easier. You're not blaming anyone. You're taking responsibility. Not only are you taking responsibility, but you say, I see that I'm having negative emotions. Great, that's my guide. What's the next step? And you keep doing that over and over again, and you will watch your life start to shift drastically and quickly. And it's very exciting and super fun. And I can so honored and grateful to be here with you to usher us as a group and anyone who's listening at a later date as well to this new perspective. With that, I'd like to open it up and see what questions you guys may have for me today. I'm excited.
I have a question.
Great.
Okay, so I wrote this down over the weekend. Let me see if I can pull it up. But basically, if you could go into a little bit more in depth about limiting beliefs
Great.
and sort of like, the anatomy of a limiting belief. What is it? Where does it come from? What do we do about it? And more importantly, how do you identify what it is?
We all come into this life with pre-birth intentions. We choose the time and place of our birth. We choose every trait, our skin color, our heritage, the timing, what is happening in the culture, in the world. We choose all of that. And when we come into this world, we don't yet have those limiting beliefs when we are babies. We are pure as we could be. But they start to develop from our parents, our siblings. Then we have bigger cultural ones, society. We have the ones that are handed down from generation to generation to generation that are deeper and more intense. And then we acquire those from our parents and our grandparents. And any belief about yourself is limiting. Any belief is limiting. It's either limiting or it's beneficial. It can happen in your childhood when you want to put on your tutu to go to school. And your mom says, you can't wear that tutu to go to school. And you think, I'm a free being. I am perfect as I am. I am creative and expressive. I want to put on this tutu. It's the best. This is how I want to express myself. I'm super excited. And you're saying, no. Oh, there's something wrong with that decision. Okay. If I don't follow my inspiration, but if I do what I'm told, oh, I see my mom is much more relieved now. She's happy. So boom, there's a limiting belief. I need to dress how my mom wants me to dress in order to receive love. Boom, a limiting belief. And they just happen in every aspect of your life. When you go to school, your teachers, any belief you have about yourself is ultimately limiting because you're limitless. You have no boundaries. You are source. You cannot be contained. So anything you say about yourself is a limitation. I'm Jewish. I have curly Jew hair. I am from Highland Park, Illinois. I'm a nice person. I'm compassionate. I can be funny. Sometimes I get super anxious. I get stressed out. I get overwhelmed easily. Every one of these definitions is false because I'm all those things and none of those things. And they're all limiting. Even saying I'm kind is limiting because you are love. So saying you're kind is putting a love into a kind box, which is very small. So how you identify them is when you're feeling a negative emotion. I'll give you an example from my weekend. I am in a mommy and me group, and we are on this massive text chain, and somebody asked about this new kind of stroller, the Duna. It's a stroller that converts into a car seat that converts back and forth. It's super easy for travel, and I'm traveling this summer. So I thought immediately I had fear. Oh God, I have to get that. That's what I need. I need to get that. In order to be a good mom and be able to function well, I need to buy this thing. Limiting belief. Of course, I would do just fine without it. I've traveled with babies before, never had it before, but here we go, a limiting belief. I have an urge to buy it in that moment, seeking to control the conditions. If I buy it, I'm going to feel good. I'm going to feel like a good mom. I have my S together. So I go online. It's really expensive. Well, my baby's already 9 months. I don't really need it that long. Fear, 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 fear. I go on eBay. Okay, here it is for half price. Great. Crushing it. I buy it right on that urge, right on the impulse. The next day I wake up to an email from eBay saying, we have taken this item down. We believe that this seller is not actually a seller. We'll have to do an investigation. Okay, great. So now more fear. I've acted on an urge. I've added fear to the situation and now I'm stressed out. Oh, great. Great. I'm going to lose my money. Okay. Or if eBay takes 14 days then and they don't give me back my money, I'm going to have to contact the bank. And if I don't get it in time, I'm going to have to buy another one. Now I'm going to be 3 times out the money that I was originally if I hadn't just bought the first one. And my mind is going and I'm aware of these thoughts. Adding fear until I stop. I start laughing and I say, okay, I had a manifestation event. Why is this happening? I had a limiting belief that I needed to act on this urge to be a good mom. What happened? I added fear. More fear came. I'm just sitting in the fear. Okay, I'm going to let it go. I'm going to let it go. I see you, fear. I get it. I'm a good mom. I have a quick in my mind. I've been doing this a long time. I'm a good mom. I don't need anything like this to be a good mom. I am whole. I am worthy. I will figure it out. The money doesn't matter. Who cares? Get on with my day. Spend my day with my family. When I get back in the car after that day, totally forgotten, I have an email from eBay. I am reimbursed. I have so many examples like this. You may say that's a coincidence. It's not. If you let go and you see, identify any limiting belief in their heart, we can do this together and you can tell me some examples and I can maybe help you uncover it, but you can't get it wrong. You can write down 10 beliefs and then just pick one that you feel like resonates and investigate that one. Underneath it is going to be fear of not being worthy, fear of loss, fear of rejection, fear of death. There's going to be those big ones underneath, but you can just say exactly what's happening and that can be your limiting belief. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. It does. So, and how do they relate then to the fear? I mean, can you, because last week when you spoke about the sort of fundamental types of fears and the ones that you mentioned now, can you go straight to them or do you need to identify the belief?
They're the same. The undercurrent, let's say fear of entrapment is the tree trunk, then all the fears that are coming out of the branches, it's all sprouting from the same root. So you can always go to the root. But what you'll find when you start doing this, if you start with just trimming the branches, you'll move quickly because some of those aren't as deep. So if in this example, if I say I'm a bad mom if I don't get this stroller, it's a tiny branch off a branch off a branch. So I'm trimming it back. And you keep doing that. And what happens is you'll get to your core limiting beliefs. But you can't get it wrong. You can deal with the branches and trim back, or you can just go straight to the trunk. But sometimes I would say in the process, you want to trim back the branches. That's how, because if you just start hacking away at the trunk, it's going to be a lot more intense off the top. But if you can just peel back, trim, cut, then the trunk will start to, you'll be able to hack away at it with a lot more perspective and understanding. Okay. Does that make sense? Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, of course. Do you want to share yours? Are you not comfortable sharing?
I have these all the time, but
yeah.
Which one?
Like all day. I've had 10 today, of course.
Right. Right now I'm in a job search and I have I'm going through an interview process and that is like just triggering all kinds of stuff.
Of course.
It's just all like it's in my face.
Yeah, of course.
So I mean, to me, that's like the one that's like right in front of me right now. But yeah.
Well, here's what's interesting. So it seems in clarity, you know, you're ready to look for this job, right? You feel when you're centered, this is the move. You feel confident in that. That's exciting. Mm-hmm. Really exciting. And when you make a move like that, that is so exciting, so much fear is going to come up. And that's completely par for the course. And the bigger the move, the stronger the fear. And you just keep pushing past that fear, which is what you're doing. Every time you make an email, a phone call, an inquiry, edit your resume, send it in. Every time you do that, every time you do any one of those things, you're raising your vibration. Every time you do any one of those things, you are actually changing and molding what the outcome will be. You are ascending each and every time you do that. And when that fear comes up, so let's say you email someone and you say, I'm attaching my resume. I'm excited about this. Do you have anything that might fit for me? And you get a response back. not right now, or okay, I'll take a look. Not sure if you're a fit. And then you immediately just feel that anxiety pop up of, I'm not worthy of this job. It will never come. What am I doing? Am I going to get the thing I think I'm going to want? Am I going to make the money I really want? Am I going to get what I deserve? If you come back each time and say, I am already worthy. I am already whole. I am abundant. I can look at my life and see the perfection in it. That search has, I'm guessing, brought you to this conversation. I am feeling like potentially the job aspect of your life is what's bringing you to, how do I manifest the life of my dreams? Mm-hmm. So it is doing its job. It is exactly right. You can look at that and say, oh my God, I understand now why I don't have that position in this moment, because it brought me here. And now when I do get my job, I can go to it with this new perspective and I can really enjoy it. I can find appreciation in it. I can access more talents and abilities that I have with these new tools, and I'm going to crush it in a way, a new way that I am setting myself up for. And so in that regard, I say, awesome. Yeah. Great. That is why you're here. So you just bring that appreciation to it, and we'll start to work through those manifestation events. I would say, write them down, prove them false. Am I really unworthy because this person hasn't gotten back to me in a day? Does that really mean anything about me? Can that person ever know me? No. No one can really know anyone else, and this is why. Everyone is in their own limited physical body with their own limiting beliefs, and they see everyone else through their own limiting beliefs. So we can never really see each other. No one can know you, so no one can reject you, ever. You cannot be rejected. You barely know yourselves. We barely know ourselves because we also see ourselves through these limitations and these judgments and these perceptions that are limited. We're learning about ourselves. But the only truth about ourselves really is that we're eternal love beings. We are magnificent beings of pure positive joy and acceptance and love. That is the only truth. And when you see yourself as anything other than that, you are limiting yourself and not seeing yourself for who you truly are. And you are on an inauthentic path. So you just keep shifting into that authentic path of knowing your love. And then you could see how your life will start to change around you. And that is why you're here. And that what you perceive maybe in this moment as lack is the greatest gift that you had. And you set yourself up for that on purpose. Because you're ready for this conversation and you're ready to switch your perspective. I know you've been doing this and been on this journey for a while, but you're ready for a new piece and you're ready to do it. And to, because words are just words, right? Until we put it into action. Exactly. But you're pushing through the fear. You're doing it. You're here on this call. You had to push past enough fear to be here and then to be here again. So you're on your way. It's happening. Just have fun with it. Don't worry about the outcome. You're going to, it's coming. If I were to just really quickly let you peek into your future just for 2 seconds, like a movie, you could see 2 minutes, like 2 seconds, not even 2 minutes, just two quick little seconds. And you saw how epic it was. You'd say, oh, I'm good right now. I'm good. If I get there, that's so exciting. I could do this. I'll do this. I'll do this for another 13 months. I'm fine. That's where I'm going. Sweet, sweet, sweet. So just imagine that you're peeking in and seeing this life of your dreams. But at the same time, you wouldn't want to know that, because the fun is in the not knowing, and is that's where the learning comes, is in the learning and the experience of getting to that point. I would say have fun with it. And just know that you're setting yourself up in this way, and this is all part of the process for you. And deal with those limiting beliefs. You don't want to ignore them when they come up. You know, write it down. As silly as it may seem in the beginning, write it down. Mm-hmm. Work it out. Prove it false. Try not to act on urges to change the conditions. Get back into alignment. In alignment, your inner voice will tell you the next move you need to make. If you are acting when you are feeling anxious or stressed or worried, that is not going to lead you where you want to go. That is not going to attract the position that you're already a match for, that is already on its way to you. When you're in alignment, you will attract your inner voice telling you the next step to take. That is the only thing you need to do. It may lead you to another bigger manifestation event, but ultimately, if you push through that fear from that manifestation event, it's leading you to the life of your dreams and to joy and to ease and to happiness and abundance and love and all the things that we all are looking for all the time. Doesn't that sound fun, though?
It does. It sounds kind of amazing.
You have it in you. You have an inner voice. It's what brought you here. She is talking to you. They are talking to you. You've got millions upon millions of entities that are your guides. I used to think guides were, I swear, seven sort of spirits that are just kind of with you, hanging out, leading you here and there. It's not. It's not. It was explained to me this way, and I love this very much, this image. This was from Gary Bodley, but this image of, imagine that there's a boardroom and there are eight people and they're all working on the same book. And now imagine you're in a theater with like 800 people and they're all working on the same book. And now imagine an arena and everyone in that arena is working on the same book. Now imagine every arena in the entire world. And that book is your life. That's how many guides you have. That is the inner self. There's the you in the physical realm and the you in the non-physical realm also guiding you along with those entities. So can you imagine how loved and supported you are? Can you imagine how much momentum you have behind you to find the higher perspective? Because they are always leading you to love and to feel good and joy and to have fun, because that's why we came here, to figure out how to do that in this world where we perceive darkness through our limiting beliefs. So imagine all that power. That is what you carry around with you 24/7, and you can access them at any time when you are in alignment. When you are not in alignment, you shut the door. You lose connection with all that. So when we say accessing the forces of the universe, we're talking about accessing your inner guides. Did you notice how I just shifted into we? I knew that was going to happen. The we, because my guides are talking to you. Now I am officially, the I has become the we. So you have all of that behind you. You are also a we.
Got it.
And they're leading you step by step. And they will lead you to the path of least resistance as well. And to the path of least resistance may feel very uncomfortable. If a car accident is your path of least resistance, that's what that is. And you need to have faith that that's what it is. They are getting you there. Those bumps along the way, you have to have faith that is the path of least resistance. Sometimes that's a hard pill to swallow.
Jax, could you go a bit more into car accidents and manifestation events, maybe?
Sure. We talked a little bit about this last time. Do you want to be specific? Tell me. What are you thinking? I see thoughts happening in your eyeballs.
She's talking about me.
You want to jump in?
Are you talking about me? I lost my mom in January, and my mom's I was actually going to chime in earlier. She's like the biggest source of love that I've ever been with, but I was also going to say earlier, one of her favorite quotes was love the not yet. And when you were talking before, then she changed it because she didn't like the not. So then she changed it to love the yet, love the yet to be. So if that's supposed to be heard, I wanted to chime that in also. But after my mom passed, I've been really working on my grief, and trying to really feel connected, go through it healthy, beautifully, in love and appreciation, connected, all of the things. But I've also hit two cars since. And so I think that's what maybe Jordan's saying. Maybe it wasn't even about me, and maybe I just was supposed to talk.
Great. But, this is good. That's your wake up. I want to talk to you about death. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
There is no such thing as death. Death is just the release of the resistance of the physical body. Death is the greatest thing we will ever experience. Death should be celebrated. So here's what's interesting. Your mom, when she's in the physical world, you feel connected. I can look at you. I can give you a hug. If you're out of town, you can call her and you feel that perception of connection always. Doesn't matter where she is. You know you're connected. That's your mom. But now, what you perceive as a break in that connection is actually false. The connection is stronger than ever because she is not limited by her perception of reality. She is not limited by her beliefs, her judgments, her physical body. She is pure, positive love and acceptance. And she is with you, beaming love onto you nonstop. She is with those entities, just giving you love with no static whatsoever. And that connection is wide open. And when you talk to her, she is with you. She can hear you. It never goes away. And you may feel, as you go through the mourning process, you may find 1 minute goes by that maybe you don't think about her. Just 1 minute. Maybe feel a little bit guilty about that. Oh, I forgot about her for 1 minute. And what happens is sometimes as we move through the process of grieving, you start to, in some ways, get on with your life. But I want to tell you, there's no need for any of guilt at all. They're always there. She is there, beaming love on you. Now, here's what's interesting. When we're grieving, we think we're grieving the loss of that person. You are grieving the loss of yourself, the authentic self, because you have shifted so out of your vibration, shifted out of alignment, which is what happens to us. We get knocked right out. And you are trying to get yourself back into alignment. Those car accidents, again, what brought you here into this conversation, they're just there to say, hi, we're in fear. Lots of fear happening. We're here. We're trying to wake you up. We want to get you on this path of self-discovery, of knowing who you are, of understanding that you are authentically whole. You are authentically loved. You are love. That you are source. That is who you are. And that connection that you miss is not gone. It's stronger than ever. But now that you're starting to get into this conversation, you may notice that these manifestation events will start to abate if you work through those fears. So what are you afraid of right in this moment? What comes to mind of things you're feeling afraid of?
I don't know. I don't know if I do. Thankfully, I did women's groups with my mom also. And so we were able to connect and we did so much stuff about the inner self and love and all of these things. So I feel throughout this whole, since she's been gone physically, I feel very blessed in the fact that I am surrounded by, first of all, the knowledge and already the, I guess my foot through the door of knowing that love, and knowing also, that was another thing that I was taught, was now now that I don't have that physical connection, that it is a way to grow a bigger and deeper bond, because you can't see and you can't touch, and that it should be the most, I'm not speaking very well, but the most beautiful, deeper relationship. When you can't see and you can't touch, that is, it grows you even deeper. But there are still those days that it's really hard and sad.
Yes.
And, I mean, I do want to hug her, but I am thankful that I had all that. What am I scared of? I guess I'm scared that
I'm not going to do it as well as she did. That's hilarious you just said that, because every death is a suicide. We all choose our exit. She chose her exit and is now free of resistance. She got to do that. But now you are going to need to find a way to free yourself of resistance in this life while you are living. And you are up for it. You are ready for it. That is what you're doing. You got into two car accidents, but here you are.
Right.
You are okay. You are abundant. You are breathing. She and your guides made that car accident happen, but also made you okay. Right. Just to shake it up a little bit, to get you to start to find ways to shed the resistance. So when I say fear too, I don't just mean when I like, what are you afraid of is kind of a big question. But what I mean is what's throwing you off. What is irking you? What are you anxious about? And it could be anything. I mean, I could tell you for me, I'm anxious my daughter's going to run in and interrupt. But here's the thing. If she does, it's totally perfect. And that's exactly what's meant to happen. If she does, that's just illuminating if I have a fear of not being worthy enough to be here.
Right.
It's all perfect. Whatever happens. But when I say, what am I afraid of? That's what I'm afraid of in this moment. Other fears, I am afraid of being trapped. My motherhood and experience of marriage, I'm constantly getting manifestation events that zing being trapped. And that could be, again, somebody running in and interrupting me. I can't be free to live my life. So is there any resistance just today? What are you feeling? Was there anything that you were annoyed about, frustrated about, anxious about?
Yeah, I think if I do think about everything, once again, I do think my fear is I won't do it as well. I'm an emotional person, sorry.
I love that.
I won't do it as well as she's prepared me to do. And also fears that my kids won't, that my kids are so close to her, and just, I guess, fears of losing that same connection, even though I know in my heart it'll be beautiful and different.
You can't get it wrong. There is no wrong. There is no possible way that you could even try to not do it as well as she did. That doesn't exist, because you are source. Does God get it wrong ever? No, you are a unique expression of source. Your children can't get it wrong, and you don't know what they're here to explore. No matter how good you consider yourself to be as a mom, you can't hang your hat on who they turn out to be, because you don't know what they came here to explore, what their journey is. Your children, one of them may be here to explore being a serial killer. That may be that exploration, and there is nothing you can do about it. You can just give love. That is what that is. That doesn't reflect on you as a mom. That has nothing to do with you. Just like your mom has nothing to do with your exploration. You are perfect in all of it. In what you perceive to be a mess, a mistake, wrong. There is no such thing. Anything you perceive to be wrong is just an opportunity to see what a limiting belief you have about yourself. That's it. Right. And by the way, let me tell you something about being sensitive. Hell yeah to being sensitive. The more you do this, you're going to find that your heart starts to open up, and you're going to feel things more intensely, deeper, and you're just going to be crackling all over. But that's it's a feeling reality. All you're ever doing is feeling something. If you're not sensitive, then you're closing yourself off to all of the powers of the universe. Embrace that. I am sensitive. I am a feeling person. I am here feeling. That is what I'm doing. And I am inspired by my mother, who was so evolved and in alignment. But you are a vibrational match to the earth now. So you are already vibrating higher. And you are already getting it right. You are perfect. You cannot get it wrong. You cannot make a mistake. And you have, that is the new perspective in everything you do. I forgot a lunch. Okay, how about this? My daughter was in preschool. It was Valentine's Day. I have never had a kid in preschool before. She came home. Oh, I'm sorry. The assignment was to bring your kid to school with a Valentine to hand out to everyone at school. So she made little hearts and I had her scribble on them and I wrote to you with love, Pearl, whatever. They were little doily hearts. She came back with a bag from Valentine's Day with homemade cookies, Play-Doh, gift cards. And I was like, oh, damn. I did not know that the culture here was to crush it on Valentine's Day. And you can bet your bottom dollar that I was triggered. That was my manifestation event about me not being a good parent. And what are the, and me needing validation and caring what other people think. What are the other moms going to think when they open up this bag with all these crazy gifts? And Pearl's just said, love you, Pearl, on this little doily. They're going to be like, wow, Jackie's lame. This stinks. Like all the things, okay? But it was perfect because who cares? They can't know me. They can't know my heart. I am love. They're all source. I am source. We're in this dance together. By the way, they may not be judging me. That's my own limiting belief. Maybe nobody even cares. If they're looking through the bag and seeing who got what, that's their limiting belief. That's them. Yeah. That's them judging and being in fear and going, what did the other moms do? Oh God, she didn't do this. Oh God, she did that. Ooh, ooh, ooh. That's all judgment. That's all fear. By the way, that's not wrong. I had a little attitude when I said it because that was my own manifestation event, but that's perfect because that's their path. And when you are love, all I'm meant to do is accept them with love and compassion. But really, I'm just asking to accept myself. So what I'm asking you to is accept yourself with love and compassion, but it's a process. And consider this the very beginning of the very beginning of the process. But the fact that you're already here means you're already so far ahead of humanity. The fact that you're having this and inviting this perspective into your life means that you are a vibrational match, means you are ready, means you are already, and this is limited, making your mom proud.
Thank you.
Because of course she's proud. She's proud even if you weren't doing this, but you are doing this. And she's right. Excited for you. She's saying, hell yes, you're doing it. You're pushing past fear. You're in the conversation. You're doing it. I'm so excited. So much is possible for you. You can have, be, do anything you want. Just keep shifting into alignment. And thank you for the car accidents. Thank you.
Wake up.
And now you're here. You keep doing it. You keep finding the alignment. Make feeling good important. Make it important. If you're not in it, find it. And when you do that, you will get inspiration to do one little thing. And if you just act on one little thing every day, you will notice your life become the life of your dreams.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Well, I mean, I've already cried 3 times with you, friend. So since we've been here, so it's all good. I also think that it's a certain kind of person that can do this kind of work because of the sensitivity and like the openness to it. Right. I am going to speak about this, Heidi, because we spoke about it this weekend, but
something that's been difficult. First of all, I want to emphasize again that the for me has been so hugely changing. I have always felt that way. And I remember Dan saying, you know, you don't have to attach meaning to every single thing. It's not always, you know, but what I think I'm trying not to attach meaning, quote unquote, always, right? Listen to the, just be present in that moment. But what I noticed for me is that I have attached, there's an important end to that sentence that I'm attaching now, which is for my greater good. It's happening for me for my greater good, because I've done, this is for you because you deserve it. You were late, so you did this, and it's been negative, not all only positive, right? There's also been negative. So that's been a big thing for me just over the past week, is realizing that I ran late, which I think this is going to resonate with a certain someone on this call. I ran late to this moment because look what just happened. I would never have seen this person had I not ran late. The whole like chain of events happened because I was meant to be in this moment right now. And I would have missed it.
You don't know if one of those accidents could have stopped her from something way more severe.
Right.
You never know what the purpose of something is, but having faith and not being in that victim mentality, you're not a victim. Things are not happening to you. It's an attractive right. universe. They're happening for you. You are attracting them. They're all for your benefit. Every single thing is for your benefit. It's not mm-hmm. happening to you because is that the victim mentality of I got into this accident because I deserve it because I wasn't looking and I'm bad and I just needed that. Or I lost my keys. This is how I lost my keys and the pipe broke and somebody swiped my shoes at the party last night. That is all happening for me because I was rude to my mom and was disrespectful and I deserve it because I'm, quote, being bad. No, it's happening for you in the sense that you attracted those things. You are the creator of your universe. You are responsible for everything that happens in your universe. You are source. You made it all happen for your benefit to lead you on your journey of self-discovery. And if you stay in that mentality of the victim, that is fine. You will expand in that mentality, but you're expanding in who you are not, the inauthentic version of you, because that's not who you are. Who you are is a creator. You aren't a victim, but you can learn more about that. And you're still adding to all that is when you do that, but it's way more fun. And we've been doing that a long time. So we're ready to be authentic and understand that we are the creator and that we are source. And so when you say it's all happening for me, you know, it's always, always, always for your benefit. And because you are love, not mm-hmm. because you were bad. You can never be bad. Be bad?
And another thing that we discussed, though, was the difficulty in, which I'm interested to hear your thoughts on this, because the happening for us, right? But in doing some of this work where you're taking a different approach and really working on yourself, is that then it becomes increasingly more difficult when you're surrounded by people who aren't doing it. We talked a bit about this last week. Yes, then that's for me, right? I created that. I created my interaction with these people.
That's right. Your doubts and your other thoughts created people around you to also have doubts or to be skeptical or to be in fear. But also the work is to accept everyone where they're at and not need to change anyone, because you can't control anyone else's reality and they cannot control in yours. It's free will. You can influence people, but your life will be easier, more fun, more relaxed, less stressful if you accept people as they are. And when you want to control them or change them, even though it feels like it's for their benefit, I'm telling you, you're going to feel so much better if you just listen to this. It's really because it's triggering your own limiting belief. And so you have to go, why do I want to control that person? Why do I want to change what they're doing? Why can't I just look at it with love and grace? What does that make me believe about myself? What's the limiting belief? Because there is one there every time, especially if it's a family member, right? If it's a family member you're looking at and you want to help them versus the mailman who sees that family member in fear doesn't have any fear there, doesn't care. It's fine. It's not a triggering or activating. I say triggering because when it's somebody in your family, it's very deep. It goes back from childhood and you've been with it for a long time. So how can we work through that limiting belief and keep moving into acceptance? It will change your relationship a lot and it makes it easier. And by the way, some people in your life will fall away. And that's okay too. Sometimes it happens naturally when they're no longer a vibrational match to you. But if they're still in your life, then they typically are a vibrational match to you and they're just showing you where your limiting beliefs are. There are times, however, where there's somebody who is a major activator in your life. And when you're activated by that person, a million times you will monologue in the shower about all the things you could say to that person. Or you will like fantasize ways of just ending that relationship and telling them, we done, goodbye, next. If you're in that headspace, you're in fear. And if you're in that headspace, then that's not the time to do that. But if you find a place of, again, alignment, where you're feeling easy, you're feeling calm, and in that place of love, you have the inspired thought, I love this person. I think it's time I go my separate way. Even though love is connection, fear is disconnection, if you're in a place of alignment and you see clearly that that is no longer a relationship for your benefit, you have that choice as well. Do you ever notice when you get into an argument with someone and in that moment you're heated, you are feeling it and you're going for it and you're stating your case and you're like, you don't understand, this is why, you and, but I and blah, blah, blah. And then a day or two later, however long it takes you, when you're in that post place, you're calm, you're aligned, you talk again and you say, I don't even know why that was a big deal. I'm sorry. And the other person says, I'm sorry too. I love you. You're the best. What are we even, that wasn't, because you're in alignment. And so all this work is just getting you to that place quicker so that you can start to notice when you're out of alignment, shift back into alignment, not need to change or control anyone else around you, but just come from acceptance.
Do you have tools that you use or tips that you can share when, if you're like really in one of those like fear storms, how to shift into alignment?
For me, meditation is one of any kind, but another big one, if I'm really in it, like what you're saying, where I'm charged up, for me, it's I have to move my body. I need to physically get the energy out of my body. I'll go for a run. Yoga does it, but sometimes I need to just get a sweat going to then feel myself start to shift back. Everyone's a little different. Music is a big one for me. That's always helpful, but just a song that I just love so much. But when it's real charged up, I'll do a double header. I'll go running and then I'll meditate. And in this meditation, I'll notice my thoughts. And if they are negative, I will shift them to empowering thoughts and beliefs. And in the meditation, even if I'm just sitting, I will remind myself, I am source, I am love. Everything is happening for me. Nothing ever happens to me. Anything anyone is doing, they're doing for me. They're being who I need them to be, just like I'm being who they need me to be. They're scripting me. I'm scripting them. We're in this dance together. I will remind myself that they are source. I am source. I will remind myself that we are all one and we're all unique expressions and we're all here and this is just a game and it's meant to be fun and that none of it is that serious. I'll sometimes remind myself that before we had our continents, it was Pangea, which was one landmass, and that was eons ago. So how big of a deal is this? It doesn't matter. We're talking about eternity. In all of eternity, who cares about this? It won't matter in 1 year, 5 years, a billion years from now. That'll get me back. And I just start saying these beneficial beliefs in my mind. And then whatever it is doesn't seem so important, because the truth is, none of it is. We're going to do this over and over again. We're here for eternity. That is a big concept. Even though you only live one moment at a time. So we're eternally in the present moment. But nothing that's happening right now is ever going to be serious. Can't lose anyone. We don't die. We return back to our pure positive state of love and acceptance, only to come back again. So how can I decrease the intensity of whatever I'm feeling and know it's all perfect?
Jax, can you share quickly about, because you spoke to me about breath that day, because I don't know, Natasha, if this is what you meant to, but in a moment where you're walking into the interview, the singing, the thing, you spoke to me a bit about a breathing technique.
Yeah, I do something that helps slow my heart rate down. It's a inhale for 4 counts, and I hold my breath for 4 counts, and I exhale as long as I want. And I used to do that when I was going to auditions and stuff, when I would feel my heart like beating really fast, and it would just, the holding of the breath, and you feel your heartbeat and become very aware of your heartbeat, aligns you. There's something about connecting with your body. And I'd love to get into the body stuff too, because the body, what's so cool about the body? The body is made up of trillions and trillions of little cells that are also their unique life forms. You are not your body. Your body is comprised of other entities that are here to support you in this journey. They are all seeking well-being just like we are. We are the boss. We tell our body what to do, and it is affected by our thoughts. If you have negative thoughts about your body or about your feelings in your body, you say, I shouldn't be doing this. I hate my thighs. That wrinkle is so annoying. I look terrible. Your body hears you. And you can imagine if you were working for a boss constantly saying that to you, you would get worn down. And you would not be excited about going to work. And so you want to be appreciative of your body, grateful for your body. Let your body know that you're so grateful for all it does for you. And even in those moments where you're feeling outside of your body, we always say, in that feeling of real fear, you can be grateful to your body for the signals that it's giving you physically that match the thoughts and the beliefs that you have. It's all it's doing is matching you. So if you shift your thoughts and beliefs, your body will calm down. If you find ease, your body will be aligned and your body will be at ease. So breathing is another amazing way to get there. I do like holding my breath. Sometimes I just need to feel my heartbeat. Breathing is the one thing you do consciously, and you can do consciously and unconsciously, which is, I find, fascinating. You can become aware of your breath and you can forget about it. So when you become aware, especially if you're going into a meeting or something where you're feeling that coming up, or in a meeting, no one needs to know. I've done that in situations. You just take a deep breath and hold it and exhale. And that'll help. And if that doesn't help, then you can just punch someone. No, I'm just kidding. That would be acting on an urge to control the conditions, and you could see how that would just add more fear to the fear that you started with.
Throw punches. They don't have to land, right?
Throw punches. Well, look, if you get upset about something and you put your fist through a wall, now you've got to deal with the patching up of the drywall, a bloody knuckle. You've just added more fear to the thing. You can do that. But if you stop yourself from doing it, you're going to raise your vibration even in the stopping of it, even in the pause. The pause is big. And then get into alignment, reset, and live the life of your dreams.
Thank you, friend.
Thank you guys for being here.
Thank you.
Ooh. Thank you so much for joining this conversation. This is Jackie, and until next time, sending love.